Blog Talk Radio.
A whole we're gonna get into some things. This shit is like steady. Hello. Yes. Okay, cool. So I have another jack. Yes. I didn't realize I had a secondary jack. But I appreciate it because it's working the way that I need it to. The way that I need it to work. The way that I need it to work, it's working that way. Yes, no, that's too low. And I need a little bit of that. Well, I don't need too much of that. A little bit of this. Yes, a little bit. Just a little. Yes. A little bit. Yes, okay. What is this? Okay. What has just happened? Hello? Oh, I don't know what. Hello? Oh, no. That was way too loud. Okay, no. See, this is where they're supposed to do right here. I don't know really what this is. This should be in the middle. That's going to go up. That's going to come here. This is going to go up just a little. This is going to go right here. And now we should be good. Honestly, we should be good right here. Get into some things. What is popping? Popping, everybody. How is that? Okay, what's popping, everybody? What is popping? I'm trying to find the freaking chat right now, y'all. I'm trying to find the chat right now. But we are getting into some things today. I've lost the chat. Trust me, YouTube has this new, they got us. Oh, here we go. Boom. Hold on. Boom. There we go. Let me see. Hold on. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video, okay? Listen, y'all know I've been working on it. We still ain't got the sound all the way together, but today is Sunday. We sipping. We just having the Kiki live today. Grab your cups, call in, because this is going to be more of an interactive live. But if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, welcome and hello. All right, give me 1 second because I'm just trying to find the freaking chat. Where is the? I'm like, where is the damn? Maybe I found it. This is crazy. I don't know where the chat is. I don't know where the stream is. This is like crazy, crazy, crazy. So I can't even see you guys because YouTube is forcing me to use the new studio, and I don't like it. I hate using the new stream, and I'm going to be echoing right here. Hold on. They're making me use the new, and I don't like it. So I can't really see how many people is on here. All right, here's the chat. I got the chat popped out. Shout out to everybody here. I'm drinking a little Jose Cuervo, as usual, with mango juice. Okay. And we're going to get into some things. Shout out to everybody here in the building, okay? I'm trying to... This is so annoying because I can't see anything. I literally can't see anything. Sorry. Give me 1 second. This sucks. Why is it? It's just not letting me do it. Okay. So I guess I'm not going to get to get in here and get to the stream. So I guess I'm going to have to do it this way. I never expected I would have to do it like this. YouTube, you're trash for this. You're going to have to make this a lot easier next time. So I'm going to have to write in and leave a review on that because I'm freaking logged out of my darn chat. So I can't even see who's all here. All right, guys, whatever. Without further ado, we got to get through the show. You guys know how this thing goes. So, well, we've had an eventful day. If you guys have been on this YouTube streets, I've popped over to different chats. Shout out to those different chats that I've been into. We'll get into some things later. This type of show today, guys, it's just going to be more of a chill live, an open live. This is not really a heavy, heavy content-driven live. However, we do have a couple things that I want to talk about, but, you know, it's Sipping Sunday, so we'll have a plethora of different topics that we'll talk about, and you guys will call in and be able to give your opinions on those things, okay? But first things first, I thought it was a really, 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 really dope post that I seen on The Shade Room, and this is what I seen on The Shade Room. Let me see. No, that's the Black China piece. They said, which of these goats snapped harder with the artist they brought us? Jay-Z for Kanye West and Rihanna, or Lil Wayne for Nicki Minaj and Drake? And I'll be the first one to tell you, I don't know. I literally don't know because I'm so torn. Because on one hand, I would say Rihanna and Kanye, of course, but then it's like, no, the Holy Trinity, Wayne, Nicki, and Drake. So I'm like, and then so people, I've seen people talking about, you know, the finances. I don't know all the numbers of who made what, but I think it just depends on, you know, what we're basing it off of. I was going to try to base it off of impact, but even if we go off of impact, I feel like Kanye West has made impact. Rihanna has made impact. Nicki has made impact. Drake has made impact. So I can't choose. I'm going to be honest. I can't choose. I don't think I could do without either one of them. So I think I don't know who I would say is better because both of them were freaking successful. I can't choose. So I'm going to let y'all call in and I'm interested to see who you guys would choose. Okay. So the number is 563-999-3658. So I'm going to take some calls. Who has the better Jay-Z or Lil Wayne? All right. 6188. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. It's me, Joseph. How are you?
Good, Joseph. I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So this was a very tough one, but I'm going to go with Lil Wayne for Drake and Nicki Minaj, mm-hmm. only more so because as far as paving the way and being original, you know, you have people like Drake who, you know, Drake to this day is still like one of the highest charting rappers, and more so, he brought something fresh to the table. Like, when Drake came out, he wasn't this hard rapper, like, I'm from the street, I'm from this. He was this soft boy who was emotional and started singing. You know, you didn't have a lot of people who really didn't bring that to the table. So, you know, Drake gave a more refreshing sound, because if we're going back to, like, 2008, 2009, everybody was like, gutter hard, I'm from the street, and this, that, and the third, and Drake was like, take a shot for me. Like, it was just something like...
You sound just like him.
It was something fresh to the table, and that's what made him so good. And then you have people like Nicki Minaj, who, you know, before Nicki came in the game, like, female rap was so dry. Like, you know, for the longest, people thought that there wouldn't even be a female rapper that would, you know, take it to another level. And as soon as Nicki got to the point where, you know, people started to think, oh, well, like, you know, she had a great album, you know, her time is up, she was like, no, like, I want to be great. This girl switched up and started doing pop music and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And we don't have that many artists who are eclectic. Like, she can put out an album and, like, okay, I got songs for the pop girls, I got songs for the, you know, the hard rap girls, I got the songs for, you know, the slow R&B. Like, you don't mm-hmm. have that many people that put that to the table. And as far as just, like, being a mogul, I mean, really, Drake and Nicki, period, like, as far as companies and ventures and stuff like that, like, these people have done so many ventures to the point where, like, Drake and Nicki alone are a brand, you know? Like, you really can't put so much of a label on them, especially Nicki. Like, honestly, I'm trying to think of what she hasn't done, you know? Even though Nicki did say that if she had to pick a label, she would have signed with Jay-Z, but I think Lil Wayne has done a very great job at, you know, molding them and teaching them how to, you know, move around the streets and do their thing. So I would definitely go with Lil Wayne.
Okay, so let me ask you this. But what about, because we talked about being innovative and people in the sound and stuff, but you remember when, like, College Dropout came out, everybody was doing, like, the Argyle, like, sweatshirts, or, like, remember the sweater vest? Kanye started that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, the little glasses with... Yeah, like, you know, like, he was a whole movement as well, though, too. And then Rihanna, like, the second round Rihanna, not Ponder Replay, but the umbrella with the bob. Everybody wanted the Rihanna cut. You know what I'm saying? Like, Rihanna was a fierce situation. Everybody wanted to look like Rihanna. Everybody wanted the Rihanna. Like, Rihanna is still fly
True.
As hell.
But,
like, you know what I mean? Could you imagine a world without Kanye and Rihanna either? Could you imagine
True.
A world without
but,
Kanye West and Rihanna?
But you also have to keep in mind that I feel like as far as the look that Nicki gives, people still to this day, like when Nicki first came out, you cannot say I'm like, when Nicki first came out, every female wanted the black bangs,
yes,
with that little pink streak and that pink streak in their hair. And even to this day, for Nicki to bring a sex appeal to rap, literally every female for the past 10 years wants a small waist, big behind, and they're
yes.
supposed to be sitting. And I
well, that's
you
what I'm
know,
saying. I don't feel like
hair,
we'd have a Black China if it wasn't for Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I agree. Like, I just think as far as, like, a look. Rihanna
yes.
is a fashion icon.
Period.
But also, Rihanna, in a lot of ways, gives, you know, costume or whenever I'm going to Fashion Week. You know what I mean? Nicki Minaj is like, you got girls who, like, every day I want to look like Nicki Minaj. I want my tits to be sitting. I want a wig that goes all the way down to my knees. I want my high heel boots. You know what I mean? Like, it's more of like a, it's like Nicki's more of a lifestyle. Rihanna is more of a moment. Does that make sense?
You know, if I have to be honest, if I'm going for a look department, I want to be Rihanna. Like, she's a whole, like, fashion look, but hair, but Rihanna's a freaking vibe. Now, what I would say,
oh,
kind of career-wise, but I'm looking at Drake. I'm looking at Nicki. Now, who would you think out of the four, if you had to put them in order. Nikki, Drake, Kanye, and Rihanna. Top one through four. Go. Who's the top one through four? If you say Nikki,
you mean
I'm
as far
biased.
As just like impact period, like just as
yes,
far as
if you say Nikki first, then I know you'd be a bias.
Oh no. Okay, so number one would be Rihanna.
Mm.
Two would be Drake. Three would be Nikki, and four would be what was the other one I missed? I'm sorry.
Kanye West.
Kanye. But only because I feel like women, period, just kind of do a lot better. Men, in a lot of ways, and I mean, it's no shade. Men are kind of boring. You know, I just feel
yes.
like with women, it's just a different, like, it's just a different aesthetic that women have as far as, like, you know, being sickening and being a mogul. I just feel like women have a lot more influence, you know, even when it comes to, like, red carpets and stuff like that. You know, men got on their regular tuxedos and stuff. I'm not watching the red carpet to see you in your black Tom Ford blazer. We don't care. I want to see Rihanna with the big yellow pinata dress. I want to see Nikki with the, you know, pink latex suit. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I just feel like women just have a more flair, you know?
I think I would go Drake, Rihanna, Kanye, Nikki.
I could see that.
Only reason why I would put Kanye third is because Kanye, I feel like at some point Kanye wasn't consistent. Like somewhere Kanye kind of shifted, you know, but he's definitely still, I mean, Kanye West, but I feel like he kind of lost the spot to Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
And more so, we would be lying if we said, you know, for a while, Kanye hasn't been putting out the best albums. I mean, because if we want to keep it a stat, that Jesus is King album is trash. Now, Sunday Service Choir's album was about, like, not him, but the choir that put,
mm-hmm.
his choir that put out an album. But, like, I mean, tens across the board. But as far as just, like, Kanye period, these latest albums, I mean, they just really haven't been that good. I think the best album for me, besides College Dropout, would either be My Dark Twist. I think My Dark Twisted Fantasy was, like, the last album that Kanye put out that was, like, it was a full good body of work. This 8, 9, 7 song stuff, I mean, girl, if you could have just put out an EP if you was going to do all that. Like.
All right, caller. We got a lot of people, but thank you, boo. Thank you. And thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Bye. Okay, so let's see. Okay, so 3780, okay, same question. Who you going with? What duo? Like, who put on the best duo, Wayne or Jay-Z?
What's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, that's what's up. All right, well, for me, what's up, everybody out there? For me, my pick would be Jay-Z or his whole cast.
Okay, tell me why.
Well, for me, Jay-Z, he represents, like, classes. It's a whole class level. And with the way he coming, he also coming on the side. Like, Nicki, Lil Wayne, and all of them, it's all about flashes. It's all about fake stuff. Like, everything they do. As much as they write and produce and sell records, ain't no way that they could be out here doing half the stuff that they sitting up in the studio telling the masters that they're doing. But they got everybody believing that. They're responsible for all these meth heads out here. They're responsible for everybody out here getting all this plastic surgery and stuff done. But Jay-Z and them, they out here telling people how to go pick out a piece of art, how to level up, how to get your paper up. So I feel like, you know, Jay-Z and then they come in with that realness. Even Rihanna, like, I'm not a fan of Rihanna. I deal with Rihanna because she's here. We can't get rid of her. But at the end of the day, she can sit at home and blow her nails and she's making money. She ain't got to be out here.
Yeah, she is.
She ain't got to be out here showing fake body parts, arguing, bickering back and forth with some female because they deserve a chance just like she had one.
Okay, so you're not a Nicki Minaj fan. You're not a Nicki Minaj fan, period.
She all right, but I came up under Lil Kim, Bobby
okay.
Brown, E.
Okay.
Emil, Rod Digger. You know, I came up under these females who wasn't out here trying to break each other's necks because other females are trying to come up. It was a whole different level. And for me, you know, Jay-Z and they got that, and he will forever have that. So I'm going Camp J.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Yep.
They have super chatted you off the line. They said that your phone was breaking up, but thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Okay, we have to take another call. 4205, you're live on the air.
Hey, Boo, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay.
Okay, same question.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is a real good and interesting question. So here's my thoughts. So I'm from Chicago, and the Chicago in me want to go with Kanye West now. But I have to not be biased. The last caller was real biased. Number one, to say that Nicki and them is responsible for crackheads and fake bodies, it is ridiculous. It's like saying, well, is Rihanna the face of domestic violence and Kanye mental health? You know, like,
ooh,
no. Like,
okay, good. Touche. Touche.
Exactly. So let's erase their personal life and who they are as an artist, because if it's one thing we learned about this industry with artists, you know, they got their skeletons, you know, when you're an
yes.
artist. So let's erase that. Here's my thing. I have to go with Drake and Nicki, and here's why.
Okay.
Number one, despite what everybody say about Nicki Minaj, I am a ladies' lady. And I really didn't listen to rap like that, really didn't care for rap like that. Nicki brought it alive to where you see that it's possible for a female rapper to hold her own with some big-name men on a track. Before that,
yes.
nobody else was doing that. Nobody listened to a rap track and was like, oh, I can't wait for Lil' Kim self-hating self to start. Nobody was saying that. You know, Nicki elevated it and took it to a different way. Another thing for me, being a ladies' lady and not liking rap, like, Drake was a rapping, singing nigga. Like, who you know do that? You know, they changed the game. I feel like with Rihanna, and I don't care what nobody say, feel how you want to feel. At first, before Rihanna found her niche, she was a carbon copy Beyonce. And that's how I feel. You know, it was pop. It was like teetering that line to where she appealed to both a white and black audience, which is good. But it was never nothing too deep until she got into her own. Right now, I think she a queen within her own right. I like that she ain't got to make music. She can elevate and make money and be empowered in other ways. Kanye West is a diabolical genius. Can't nobody say that he not. The stuff that he say and the way that he do things are so particular that he can't be compared to anybody. But at the same time, the way Wayne ushered in a new group of music and sat back and was able to have people that did it the same way he did it, to me, that was amazing. And can't nobody stun on that. No matter how she dressed, no matter what she do, I'd be sick of people not giving that lady her flowers. She deserves a lot. Nicki really changed this game. And people don't want to admit that. And so did Drake.
Yeah, they did.
And
they're still relevant now. Whereas Kanye
exactly.
West is not as relevant in music, and neither is Rihanna. Now we're waiting for it, but I feel like Rihanna, when she got snubbed out of those 9 Grammys for the Anti album, she said, "Screw you niggas! Like screw the Grammys, screw the music industry." And we've been waiting on Rihanna for about 5 years now.
And think about it: for the last 10 years, you couldn't cut on the radio without hearing a Nicki and a Drake. And you remember, and who had that crown before them? Lil Wayne did. How many times
yes.
did somebody bring an artist to do exactly what they did? Like, you, the formula usually work on one person, but the probability that a formula will work on 2 to 3 different people is slim, and they got the recipe correct. You know, so even though I love Kanye, I love Rihanna, I get what they did for the game, I understand that Nicki and Drake elevated it. And what light-skinned rapper before Drake you know that held it down like this?
Not one. Well, Eminem.
Eminem is white. And even still,
right.
people need to be honest about Eminem. Why he does a lot of things great. Come on now, y'all. Y'all know we all can't relate to him and the stuff he said about his mama and his girl.
No.
Like, we can't relate to that in a black community. That ain't how we was raised, you know? And even a lot, you know, so that, and that's just the truth. He's a king in his own right, you know, but that group right there, that Young Money group, did something amazing that everybody is really trying to duplicate, but ain't nobody got that formula right yet.
Okay, so give me your number of, give me your top four. Like, if you have to rank them 1 through 4, how would you rank it?
I'm going to go with I'm not even a bard, but I got to go with Nicki. Like I said, like, her words, it makes me feel sexy. It makes me feel like I can say whatever I want to say. She bring a different energy. So I will go with Nicki. I will go with Drake after that. I have to, or whatever. Kanye, then Rihanna. Like I said, I love Rihanna, but if it was like you could never listen to another track again from her, I feel like I could fast something to supplement her. But I feel like them three, they not really replaceable.
See, I feel like I could get rid of Kanye. I want Rihanna. I'll keep Nicki. And cause I don't listen to Kanye West, because I think Kanye West stuff starts to get so weird. He tries to get so artsy and creative. I just feel like it's a bunch of sound clashes. And like, I was never really that into Kanye, but even though I'm not into him, I can still respect what he's done. I actually prefer Kanye West's clothing line more than I prefer his music. And I prefer his antics and his personality.
Yeah, before he went crazy, Kanye, you get why he's necessary. I say in a world full of just Drake and Nicki alone and nobody else or whatever, Kanye brings the level of conscious rap and kind of keep it there, where it's not too conscious, where it's like, all right, man, you're going to make me really think about this and research before we go here, but just conscious enough where it can still fit under old school rap. Nicki and Drake don't write like that. You know, they write to appease the masses, you know? But
yeah.
Kanye West serves a purpose. Kanye West is that middle ground to that conscious rap and then that goofy rap. He's that middle ground. So you need that middle ground, or else you just got a bunch of filters. Like, Nicki is not really that. Nicki play a little bit of everything. She played a pop role. To me, and you say this all the time, like, she don't shout out her gay audience. She may not shout out her gay audience, but she knows to make appeal music to appeal to you guys so you guys can buy it, though. She knows
right.
how to do that. You know what I'm saying? So Kanye West, to me, keeps the middle ground, and Drake and Nicki continue to elevate and push the culture forward.
I'll tell you this right now. If all four of them dropped the album right now, I feel like Rihanna would have the number one album right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, because you haven't heard anything from her. I feel like Rihanna would have... You haven't heard anything from her. She's the least problematic in a group right now. And Drake just keep reinventing himself. So Drake is like a back burner where, you know, you will listen to it, but you can get around to it because you know what his body of work speaks for itself. Right now, Nicki is sitting down too much. I think Nicki is in a different place, you know. But, yeah, because Rihanna haven't had nothing. We ain't had no feel since Anti. You know, that's why hers would be number one. And then because Kanye West is going that crap crazy, I feel like it's interrupting his art. I'm trying not to cuss.
Yes.
Yeah. But that's just my opinion about it. And I ain't even no heavy music listener. Well, not no heavy rap. I'm not really into a whole lot of stuff that's on the radio today. I hate it all, basically. You know, but them four right there, when they do drop, I do, because it all sounds like rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr You know, they do bring a quality. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, boo.
About that motorsport thing. Nicki Versus Motorsport is way better, Armand.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
her verse is better.
Yeah, because I think you said something like you were surprised she held her own. I was too, but
I was surprised that Cardi B held her. Like, to me, it was almost the fact that we were even able to debate it a little bit. To me, I was like, Nicki, what? Like, girl, like, or we're like,
oh, yeah,
was that
it.
More, you get what I'm, because like at
it.
That time, I was like, wait a minute, but people were really like, Cardi did her thing on that. And I was like, whoa, like, Cardi held her own on that. I mean, yeah, Nicki won. But the fact that it wasn't a freaking manslaughter was, like, the thing for me.
Okay. I
thought
that,
it was going to be, like, a manslaughter.
Yeah, I get it. But thank you, Boo, for always allowing me.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. All right.
All right, bye. Okay, so we're going to take a couple more calls on this, and then we're going to get to our next piece, and then we're going to move on. Okay, so we're going to do, let's see who else want to talk about this topic. Okay, Sue, or you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I didn't know if I was on or not. So what I want to say is I feel like Young Money had the you know, when like Bedrock and all that stuff came out, when Drake and Nicki was first introduced into the mainstream, they had like the biggest rollout. Like that was iconic. I feel like we can't take that away from them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, we owe that to Weezy. However, if we're talking about success, Rihanna and Kanye got them all day. Like, number one singles, well, Nicki don't got no number one singles.
No,
but,
she does not.
Rihanna outdid Drake in number one singles. She outdid Nicki in number one singles. Kanye is still making number one albums to this day. Y'all can say what y'all want to say about him not being on the radio or whatever. But Kanye, last album went number one. The album before that went number one. And the album before that went number one. And, as you said, if Rihanna dropped right now, she's going to have a number one album. Who else on this list can say that?
Well, Drake, because he's dropped and he has a number one album. He dropped right now, and it's not even his real album. Drake was so cold with it. He took the moment away from Doja Cat and Nicki and Megan and Beyonce, like a little B is naive.
You know what?
I was so mad at him because he didn't even give those girls a fair chance.
This is true. Drake is one of the girls. He real catty.
Yes, Drake is catty. One of the girls. Like, why would you do that? Why would you do that? He gets on my nerves. Why would you do that like that?
And you know he don't like on either, so.
No, he don't. And he just had to be in it, and you just had to go ahead and take the moment. Now, outside of Drake, like, now, if we want to just get into that real quick, I feel like the top male rappers right now, but I've been saying this, and people were killing me when I said it, but I'm going to just say that this is my order right now. Obviously, Drake number one, Travis Scott, and then DaBaby is coming up. But I said Drake is going to have to watch out for DaBaby, and y'all all killed me when I said that on Instagram, and now DaBaby is really, you know, debut album, top 10, number one album. Like, he's got very successful music out right now. So I feel like it's Drake, Travis Scott, DaBaby, and Lil Baby, if we want to throw some other people in there. But I feel like Drake is watching these boys come up, you know what I'm saying? And he wants to be forever, always in the mix.
You know what? One last point about the Jay-Z's people, though.
Uh-huh.
Well, we have a Drake without Kanye. Can we talk about that? Because Kanye,
I don't know,
ushered in a new wave of rappers. You couldn't be no rapper and get mainstream success. Mainstream success without being a gangster.
Right.
When Kanye beat out 50 Cent, that changed the whole game. The whole game changed. And he ushered in that new wave for the people to be a little softer, like the Tyler, the Creators, and the Drakes, and the people that like that didn't come from that kind of lifestyle. But look at flourishing. There's a whole.
Okay, so give me your order. Give me your order. Give me your order. 1 through 4.
Okay. Oh, this is hard because I am Navy.
It's so hard, right? You can't even really pick. I can't even pick.
I love Robin. I love Robin so much. But Kanye is first. You said what?
I'm listening to you.
Kanye is first. Oh my gosh. Okay. Kanye is first. I'm going to go with Drake for number 2.
Okay.
And I'm going to say Rihanna and I'm going to say Nicki. I'm sorry. Nicki's discography ain't touching neither one of them other three.
But the fact that Nicki is still, like, able to be in it and don't even have the number ones, don't have the Grammys, but you still got to give her the credit, almost is like, you can't deny her. It's almost like, damn, she did get snubbed for these accomplishments. Like she couldn't be this successful and she couldn't get this much respect. Like, it's not, you got to see that there's, like, something didn't go right industry-wise. But then at the same time, it also goes to show, well, maybe she was problematic because maybe she didn't have the right alliances, because there's no way she shouldn't have the awards and the accolades as these other people, because she deserves it. But there was something that was not connecting, I guess. I don't know. It was interesting.
Nicki sacrificed her discography, but, like, really, to do what she did. If you look at Nicki, the top hits that Nicki got, her biggest hits, they're mostly pop.
Yes.
It was necessary. She had to do that. And even she will say, she think half that stuff today is trash.
Yes, she does. And she hates the one that was her biggest song. What was that? Starships are meant to fly. She hates that one.
But you know what? It was necessary because I will say this, and I got my issues with Nicki, but if she would have never did that, we wouldn't even be having a discussion about the collab.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so speaking of female rap, and we can touch that back when I open up the lines just for general topic. Female rap, are you guys ready? Well, Blac Chyna is releasing a video, and apparently she is, in order to get Blac Chyna's video, Blac Chyna wants you to immediately subscribe. Hold on, let me turn the volume down. You have to subscribe to her YouTube channel. And she needs a total of 500,000 subscribers before she even gives you the video. Now, let me tell you why I thought this was a kiki. And before we do this, let me just verify this because maybe I could, you know, I could be wrong. Maybe. Let me see. So, all right. So she just starts her YouTube. When did Blac Chyna start her YouTube? Okay, according to this, she started her YouTube last year. She never posted anything on it. She has a total of 6,000 views in 24 hours. She has 905 subscribers. Blac Chyna, the fact that you think that anybody's going to subscribe to your channel, the fact that you are that bold to think that we are just that overthrown and behooved and just fluttering at the mouth for your music video. I applaud you. I mean, you have some nerves on you. But I can almost guarantee you, not almost, I can 100% guarantee you, Blac Chyna, I don't give a damn about your music. I barely give a damn about you. But no, let's just keep it about the music. I don't give a damn to see what your music video look like. Blac Chyna, you have very ambitious expectations. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a woman. Now, let's break down some of these expectations. I did it on my Instagram, but I really want you guys to understand. She has an OnlyFans account where she's charging $50 a month for us to see things that we see on her Instagram. Oh, and for her to, I guess the foot fetish thing is out right now. So she's stepping her toes into stuff. She's charging $50 a month. She's also charging $250 for her to follow you back on Instagram. Okay, what do I care about a Blac Chyna follow? Like, I want people to really understand, Blac Chyna, you're not a personality. We've watched you interview. We've watched a show about you. We've listened to you talk. You are literally dead. You talk like this. You don't say anything. You're zoned out, tweaked out. And there's really nothing to you. What am I paying for the follow for you to? Oh, anyway. So if I pay the $250 for the follow, how much is it for the like? Oh, and don't even think about a comment. That almost run you damn near $3,000. Blac Chyna, you really, really, really have to stop this. But I don't know who's paying it. Somebody might be paying it. And then that's not even half. There's this Cameo app where the celebrities go on there and they wish you happy birthday and things like that. You know, most of them do $50, $40, $100, you know, whatever. Not Blac Chyna. It's $500 for her to tell you happy birthday. I know you lying. You can keep it. Give me that $500. Don't. If anybody ever try to pay $500 for Blac Chyna to tell me happy birthday, I'm going to slap the you, okay? I'm going to slap the... Give me the money. I don't care about Blac Chyna. Don't you ever waste $500 like that. But no, that's not even it. And then she's charging $900 for a FaceTime. And we don't even know how long the FaceTime is. It could be a 20-second FaceTime call. And then she'll say, you know, what, you just get the $900? I mean, I don't knock the girl for a hustle, and maybe somebody's paying it. But if a damn show ain't me. And now the latest thing is she is requiring 500,000 subscribers. And Like, I know she has a couple of million, maybe like 6 million, 15 million. I don't know. But see, a lot of people get it twisted. She's requiring 500,000. Oh, I'm going to drop my music video once I get 500,000 subscribers. See, a lot of these celebrities, they get it twisted. That's why I got a kiki when they come over here, baby. This is not Instagram. You're going to work for your subscribers over here. You know what I mean? A lot of celebrities come over here and they realize, no, YouTube, this is not no walk in the park. You just don't shoot up with subscribers unless YouTube says so. Okay? You're going to inch your way. Black China ain't even got 1,000 subscribers. Okay? The fact that you just thought you was just going to get people to come off of Instagram and just run over there and just everybody was going to subscribe because of what? Because of what? You haven't even hit 1,000 subscribers and you got over 15 million on your Instagram, but you just know that you're going to get 500,000 subscribers overnight and you're just going to release your video. You might as well release that video, love, because by the time you get those 500,000 subscribers, girl, that video, you're going to have a different face and a whole different nose and a totally new ass. Oops. So you're not even going to look the same. By the time you get that 500,000 subscribers, so you might as well go ahead and release that video, okay, because we don't care. But I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to get paid. So she like, shit, let me try to get this ad revenue. Let me get monetized. I understand, girl. But we don't care about your music like that. We definitely do not care. I don't. Do you? I want somebody to call me in here and tell me that they subscribe because they want to see that video. I want somebody to tell me that they care, and I want to know why. Absolutely. I would like to know why. I don't give a damn about a Black China music video. Look at her. Girl. Her likes and comments on IG don't even match her following count, so I'm not surprised. Well, that cannot be true because that's me too. My like, I have 17,000 people on there, but you'll swear that I only have like maybe 3,000 because I could post something and I may get only 100 likes, but then I post something with Nikki, it's 300 likes, freaking 200 comments, but then I post something else and it's like nobody's on my channel. I mean, nobody's on my Instagram. But you'll know when everybody wakes up when it's a Nikki topic. So I don't know. People just pick and choose when they want to engage depending on what the topic is. So I don't always judge it off of that because, I mean, I see it happen to me every day. But, yeah, girl, so I don't know. I want people to call in and let me know who's subscribing to Black China. Are we subscribing to Black China? 1865, you're live on the air.
1865?
Yes. Are you subscribing to Black China's OnlyFans?
No, I'm not paying a damn thing. Oh, my God, I couldn't even breathe over here. You were too funny.
Okay,
oh
so are you going to, yeah. Well, listen, are you subscribing to, are you going to subscribe to her channel?
Oh, my God. So, like you said, she dead in the eyes. You might as well watch grass grow. It ain't nowhere in the world.
Wait, hold on. Did you just say we might as well watch grass grow?
Slow.
That was a good
one. I
want
to watch it grow slow and then it's supposed to grow looking at her ass. But, yo, I can't, I love it. I'm listening. I wasn't even expecting to talk because I want to hear somebody call in too. He said, I want to know why.
Why? Right. I do. Thank you, caller.
Good. Thank you, Armand.
Thank you. I love you, too. Sorry, boo, for hanging up on you, but you know how this show go. I love you so much. You know this stupid show. Okay, let's take another call. 7995, you're live on the air.
Hey, I don't think Black China even deserves that stuff, to be honest. Like.
Okay.
Like, I think she's just money hungry. I think she's having financial issues.
Yeah.
The show was good, but it wasn't that good. Like, Tokyo made that whole show. She didn't. Tokyo made it what it was. So, I heard she's having financial issues with her house and money issues. So. Oh, hell no.
Oh.
For what? To see Squidward? if I wanted to see Squidward or whatever, a box space, I could go to Nickelodeon.
Oh.
Shade, be honest. But yeah, like that's all I had to say. I came across your YouTube channel, fell in love with you. You're so amazing.
Thank you so much, and I love you. I'm giving you air hugs and virtual hugs, and hopefully you're doing well, okay, boo? Shout out to you.
Thank you, too.
Bye. She said, see Squidward, if I can go to Nickelodeon. I heard that. All right, Tommy Sotomayor's mama says, I've met her back in the day at KOD in Miami. She was stripping. She is not good. She is not a good person. I'll just say that. All right, Mrs. Sotomayor, you look fantastic, by the way, too. Okay. Period. Pull. 7127, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? I'm chilling.
So, Black China, she's delusional, babe.
Okay.
You know, here's the thing. This pandemic is really showing, like, people have been flossing and pretending to live, like, this high lifestyle. And they check the check just like us regular people, you know what I mean? Like, these girls are desperate. And
yes, they are.
This girl is, she's trying to pull out every trick she can. When you said the girl had 900 subscribers, I almost lost.
Yeah, we could pull it up. We could pull it up. I think I could find a way to try to pull that up. But you can keep talking. Keep talking while I try to pull that up.
Yeah, but just like to even, and even the nerve to think like you're going to really tell your people on IG like, oh, if 500,000 of y'all follow me, you know, from 900, you know, I'm going to drop a video. I was thinking, okay, maybe she's had a YouTube. Maybe she's been doing some like blogging and, you know, it's just little behind the scenes things. So she probably maybe had like 100 or 200,000 subscribers. So it probably wouldn't take her that long, but 900.
No.
No, baby. Like, it's not gonna happen. And really, we don't need that music video. Please leave us alone. Black China. Leave us alone and we will leave you alone. Promise, just like your baby daddy and everybody else. Like, we don't need it.
Okay. Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up on here. I'm gonna try to pull it up right now. Hold on, let me see. Oh look, okay, so we're about to pull up her video right now. We're gonna pull up her channel right now. Yes, I'm putting her channel up on the screen right now. Okay, this is Black China's channel. Okay, this says she has not. Oh, she some. So we've helped her get more subscribers here because when I looked, she had 905. So somebody look,
okay.
She got 6,000 views, 912 subscribers. Okay.
Okay.
So yeah.
Sorry. It's trash. She's trash. You know, she's, I think now because of everybody staying home, she can't do her flyouts or fly-ins or whatever it is. You know, they talk about her around the industry that she's a pass-around. She can't be passed around right now. So now she's just trying to do, I guess, I don't know what she thinks the next best thing. But see, what people need to understand, these celebrities need to understand, is that in order to be a YouTube content creator, you have to be creative. You have to have a creative team. You have to have content.
Maybe that's not her channel. Maybe that's a troll channel. Let's see if we can find another one. That's the only Black China channel I see.
Yeah,
that's
another
her channel. No, I just want to make sure because I still don't believe that she only got 900 people on there. But that really is her channel. Hold on, let me go to her Instagram one more time. Let me go to her Instagram. Right
now. Does she have a link or something on there?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to see. Let me see right now. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, no. Hold on. Nope. That, if you go to her Instagram, that is the swipe up. So we are correct. She has 915 subscribers, okay? Period.
But she wants 500K. I think what
but
people
she just thinks
also
that she's
get.
She's going to get 500,000, like, oh, 500,000, and I'll drop this video. Like, who do you think you are? Like, she really believes she can fly.
She does. And she's not a real celebrity. And I think that she's going to realize that. And people need to understand also, like, everybody that follows you, like, on Instagram and stuff are not your fans. You know, there are people that are just want to be nosy a lot of the time and just want to see what you're up to, but not necessarily people that want to support you and like, oh, yes, I'm going to, you know, listen to her music and buy her this and that and the third. And I think she's going to have a rude awakening like a lot of real celebrities have had.
Absolutely. Great analysis, ma'am. Thank you so much for
and
calling
Bianca.
In. Bianca.
Did you see,
oh,
hey, by the way, did you see my super chat the other day when I was like, Armand, take your hat off?
Oh, yeah, I did see that, but I'm not taking my hat off. I look a mess. I don't have no haircut, fool.
I know it, babe. All right. I'll let somebody
All right,
else call
love you. Bye.
Bye.
We love Bianca. She's talking about taking my hair. Woo, child. Y'all see what's going on here today? Be done screenshot of this and use that as a thumbnail. You got to be very careful. People be looking for the worst images to use of you. All right, so where are we at? All right, so we're going to end on Black China for a second. Now, quick little channel updates. I'm really, really excited. I'm working on some new stuff for the channel. We're getting some new graphics done and stuff, so that's always exciting. So I hope you guys like some of the new stuff that we're coming up with. I'm not going to say what it is right now because we're still working on it. So we got a lot of exciting new things that we're adding to the channel. Outside of that, yeah. I also want to give a shout out to, you know, the gentleman's panel and Jay Wilson and his people over there, Rebel Sun and Captivating Christian and the Official Campaign. Shout out to those gentlemen. If you don't know them, check them out and support their channels and things of that. I'm doing an interview tomorrow. I don't know. I'm actually going on someone else's platform to interview. I don't really know the name. I forget the guy's name. No, that's horrible. But I'm doing an interview tomorrow. So I'll keep that. You'll keep you posted on that. Just follow me on Instagram for that info. And what else was I going to say? Yeah, that was pretty much it. You know, we're chilling over here on a Sunday. Nothing too crazy, nothing too major. I just wanted to come see how you guys was doing. So we can open the floor for the next 10 minutes to talk about anything you guys want, pop culture, celebrity, gossip related. That's it. You know what I mean? So it's got to be celebrity news, pop culture related. Okay. 0140, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay, not ready. 9658, you're live on the air.
4-0, you're live.
Okay. Be ready, please. 6188.
Sorry.
6188.
It's me. You can hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So it's me, Joseph, again. I'm sorry.
Oh, hey,
so,
hey, hey. Well, no, we had a bunch of people hang up because they thought I was going to hang up, so you got through.
Okay. So I wanted to address the situation, the video that you did, I want to say that was yesterday, about Beyonce, aiding to Nicki Minaj's career.
Yeah.
And it's more so just about the whole Say So and Savage situation.
Okay.
We can agree to disagree. I personally think Say So might actually get number one before Savage, because I feel like, number one, Say So is already at number five. You just got to go up five slots. Megan, so this is the thing with Megan having Beyonce on there. Beyonce is, I'm one of the hugest Beyonce fans, but Beyonce gets number one albums. Beyonce doesn't get number one singles.
Right.
But her last number one single was Perfect with Ed Sheeran, and the one before that was Single Ladies. So
right.
I just think, and I'm not saying Nicki is going to get the number one like even more faster, but I just feel like as far as slots, that's more so Nicki. Now, if we're talking like an album, oh, that's Beyonce hands down. Singles, they do well, but number one spot, like, that would really be pushing it. And more so, Doja held her own before Nicki Minaj even came in the picture. Doja was holding her own on the charts. Megan was just kind of like, you know, she was on there, you know, she was kind of teetering, because had TikTok not have been going on because of this quarantine situation, to me, Savage wouldn't have
Savage
been on
flop.
There. And that's,
yeah.
Savage would have flopped. Those Say So is a pop song. It's very, you know, it gets in your head easily. It's very commercial. Like, I think, I'm not going to say TikTok didn't help Doja Cat, but I just feel like it would still have a higher spot versus Megan. And also, I feel like Nicki Minaj was already there. Now, do I think Beyonce has helped her and aided her into her career? Oh, absolutely. Like, it was a different level of respect. You know, when Nicki was there. But I feel like before Beyonce got a hold of her, she already had two number one albums, and I think she had like maybe like 10 top 10 singles. So I just think it was more so with the help, because Beyonce was also at that point where she wanted to start kind of more like a rap feeling that everybody lives for, because Beyonce called Nicki. So I think it was one of those things, not necessarily like Beyonce like took her to another level, but I just think as far as just like for the culture, I think it was a more like respect thing, you know?
Yeah, but I think that I don't know. Like, I feel like, I don't know. I have to look at me. I feel like, okay, that's like saying like, oh, I get an opportunity and, you know, I get to go on the Breakfast Club one day and sit next to, you know, Charlamagne and things like that. And, you know, that's good, right? You'll be like, Armand is popping, and that's really like, that's something. But then to go do a segment on Wendy Williams after that, or get a co-sign from an Ellen DeGeneres, that's not to say I wasn't popping on my own, but sitting next to them, that's a different level of, like you said, respect. So that does catapult you. Like, we cannot say, like, a Beyonce co-sign, no one has ever taken anything away from Nicki. But that caller that called in, they were, like, basically trying to say that Beyonce needed Nicki. And that's where it, for me, was like, whoa. That was totally out of left field.
Okay,
Beyonce
well,
doesn't need
no
about. You get what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying is Nicki.
But that's how it came off at first, because I'm like, because at the same time, that would almost be like saying, oh, well, Lady Gaga needed Beyonce for Telephone. And it was like, wait, Gaga been the girl before Telephone. But I see what you're saying now.
Yes. Even with Lady Gaga, I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like it was a different situation between Gaga and Nicki. I feel like Beyonce did that Gaga move because Gaga was coming into a space where she was like going to be right neck and neck with Beyonce, because when Gaga came out, she came out storming. So Beyonce jumped on that quick. Like she came and jumped on that. Like, hold on, girl, you're not going to come in here like and storm it like that. We're going to work alongside each other. So these girls know what's up, because Beyonce almost didn't have a choice. But like she waited on Nicki for a very long time. Nicki needed to prove herself. Like, you got to think, if you're Beyonce, you're going to have some kind of work put in to a certain degree for me to just stamp you. Now, it might be different now with Megan, but I'm saying like Megan would still have a career. Megan was hot. We knew Megan. She got millions of followers. But now the people that are looking at Megan now are probably different than before that remix came out. That's all I'm saying. Like, we got to put some respect on Beyonce's name. That's like saying like JT and the City Girls didn't get put on through Drake. You get what I'm saying? They was already how we already knew who the City Girls was.
True.
But when Drake gets
but
on a record with you, it's
level.
A rap. It's another level.
Right. That's true. That makes sense. Also, if I was Megan, this is just me. First of all, you already had Beyonce and you got Nicki. As far as a career move, she should have kept those collabs for an album.
For an album.
Like, I would have pushed everything back. As soon as there were talks of Beyonce doing the song with me, everything would have been on pause. When I get hurt, like even the situation with Nicki for Hot Girl Summer, you got Nicki Minaj. You don't have that many. I mean, Nicki can finally say that she's worked with just about every female rapper. But, you know, for the longest, that wasn't the case. I would have kept everything before. I would have told Nicki, don't even do the Hot Girl Summer right now. Like, don't even send that my way. We're going to put that on hold, you know, do another, because, you know, especially while you have these opportunities, as soon as you put that album out, before I even actually hear the songs, the fact that you got these heavy hitters on your album, that's number one right there.
Well, I don't even understand, like, why, she basically threw those two away. Like, you threw away Nicki and Beyonce. Like, it's like, girl, like, I don't know. I feel like, why wouldn't you have that on your album? So I'm totally in agreement with you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That was,
and I would have took my time with it. Like, music videos would have been sickening. I would have waited for, I would have put out.
We definitely would have been in the quarantine with Beyonce. Wouldn't have been in the middle of a pandemic. No. I want a visual.
Right.
Today. So we dropping
right.
a visual.
I would have let Beyonce take
full creative control. This is my verse. What do you want to do? What should we go with? Like, what are you giving? Like, I would let, because typically Beyonce works with other people. She gets 100% creative control. That's fine. Take it, whatever we got to do. And it would have been something like, because I could even saw Nicki on like BITCH or something like that. Like, just something that was more so like, you could have kept these because before, because it was already kind of messy when Hot Girl Summer came out because I think Nicki like recorded it the same day, and I think the actual version was supposed to come out what the day of, like the day after. It was like, girl, at that point you might as well go. And then No Tea No Shade, it's already August.
December was over. That even goes into a little bit why the people think that I'm so hard on Nicki Minaj, and I'll tell you why I'm really hard. I was going to make a dedicated video to this. I still might, but the reason why I'm so hard on Nicki Minaj is because, although she has these cutesy records with Megan and Doja, they're just that. They're cutesy records. I want Nicki Minaj to go back and forth with a female rapper like she does on a record with Jay-Z or Kanye West or DaBaby or Eminem. Like,
Eminem will go toe to toe.
Yeah, but she gets on
but
with
I
these
think
other
the situation.
Females.
I think it's one of those things where we also have to understand where we're coming from, because if we want to just keep it a stack, lately, the way pop culture is set up, Nicki cannot win for losing. Like, she literally can't. It's like, Nicki could stop the world from getting cancer right now, and they're going to be, oh, but it's just she plastic. How she going to stop? I just feel like lately with Nicki, like, it's always been something. Because even now with, like, Say So, they was like, oh, well, she should have. I mean, me personally, I love the Say So remix, babe, but, like, she should have came harder. I'm like, okay, but when she gave you the Welcome to the Party remix, or when she gave you these other songs that was just bar for bar, it was like crickets. But then when she put something that's more mainstream, because at the end of the day, rap doesn't matter anymore. It's unfortunate, but nobody cares about people who rap. But it's just, then when she puts out the crazy, kooky, fun bubblegum stuff, it sells, but then people talk about her. You put out the hard rap, nobody cares. I just feel like sometimes she can't win for losing.
Well,
and
I think that she can't. I just think that we're used to Nicki on tracks like that going with men. I think for the sport, a lot of us, we want to see Nicki banter back and forth with a female the way that she does the men. So, like, if she would have got on that Captain Hook record with Megan Thee Stallion, that's the moment that I think everybody would have been talking about. But if Nicki gets on
that would have been lit. Just thinking about it. If you are a straight man and you sit there and say you wouldn't hit Nicki Minaj because she's plastic, you're gay. I'm sorry. Like,
period.
No shade. Because any regular N-word would have been like, hey, she got that plastic, but I'll still, you know what I mean? Like, I'll still hit. Like, I'll still get it. Hey, people, I'm getting tired of these men talking about people who get plastic or something like that. A real N-word going to be like, baby, cooch is cooch. I will still hit. Like, and that's just the period.
Well, thank you so much, boo. We had an hour, so I got to get out of here because, you know, these get lengthy, girl. But thanks for calling in. Thanks for supporting the show.
All right.
Bye. All right, guys. So that's going to be our last caller. I want to thank you guys.